objects in their tracks. And with our ultimate protection guarantee, we can also defend your home against future invasions and the damage they may cause. If they come back, so will we. It's your home, not theirs. For a free termite inspection, call Terminix at 1-800-300-0322. That's 1-800-300-0322.
Ultimate protection guarantee not available on every plan. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Mayor Tom Schneider, and this message is from the City of Florissant. An important reminder to Florissant voters on Propositions B-A-R, keyword bar. Our meeting at JFK on Propositions B-A-R answered questions about the importance of B-A-R to Florissant homeowners. Our last B-A-R town hall meeting is at the Egan Center on Wednesday, March 30th at 7 p.m. We look forward to explaining why your mayor and unanimous city council think B-A-R are important to Florissant. Please be patriotic and remember to vote on Tuesday, April 5th on Propositions B-A-R.
Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $8. Also, their wine list is the best wine list in St. Louis. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Highway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
You all know it. Sing along
in your car or your underwear.
Make opinions on the
now, Dan Strauss, take it, professional singer.
So join his partners and him.
See, I told you.
There's no fun left on
at him. Boy, we were off. Somebody was off.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sexual intercourse.
What? Now, you heard him, sexual intercourse.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 20th. Is it the 29th already?
It is.
Can that even be possible that it's almost April? Thank goodness. Welcome to this edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's. I've had a tickle for like 3 weeks. Not sick, don't have a cold. What is that? It's got an allergy or something? That just drives me nuts. So I apologize for that. It kicked in earlier, and everybody thought I was going into my Morgan Freeman. But as I've told you, I don't do Morgan Freeman. I just proved it just then. I don't do it.
Hey!
Brought to you by Amini's gigantic Oriental rug liquidation sale because of another store going out of business. We're going to talk about that. And the Oriental drug of your dreams could be sitting right next door to Amini's where they've leased some space. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to this guy, Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator. There is none better. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
We said everything there is to say about this man. He's the father of Alyssa, who had her wisdom. How's that going? She's already all over that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That stuff is amazing. That heals up like in 3 days or something.
And she didn't have dry socket or anything. It was
dry socket.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That sounds like something else that's horrible.
I know, but they said that if you get dry socket, it is painful, painful, painful.
Well, I'm glad she didn't get that. Here's Alyssa's dad, Dan Strauss. Mm-hmm. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and today is my son Tyler's birthday, so happy birthday to Tyler.
How old is he?
Tyler is 25.
Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too.
Yes.
Remember that from history?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. Happy birthday, Tyler, 25. That's a pretty good age. Actually, yeah. Right now, anything looking back up to about 50 or 55
is a
pretty good age. Let's see, who else? Oh, yeah, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, Jim.
Well, I was talking to Rat Boy about that that kind of little tickling thing I've got. He said he had that, and he had somebody come up and Heimlich him, do the Heimlich maneuver, and out popped a chunk of what came?
Cheese.
A chunk of cheese. Oh, that was it. It was all over. So I could have a piece of cheese caught in there.
I'll try that later. Thank you, Rat Boy.
Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Called chanting. We're brought to you by Amini's. There's this gigantic sale. There's a gentleman who's very ill, and I mean very ill, and he's had to close out his Oriental rug business, and he asked Mr. Amini to liquidate the inventory. So next door to Amini's, there's some space available from a business that went out of business. So he said, sure. So they put 5,000 Oriental rugs in there. I never knew one thing about an Oriental rug. I never heard of an Oriental rug till I was in my late 20s, early 30s. Where I grew up in Tennessee, nobody knew what that meant. We didn't have any Oriental rugs. We were lucky if we just had a rug. And then I get up here in Yankee country, and I go to work for a guy who has a little money, and he's a collector, and he likes fine things, and he and his wife take me with my wife to an auction, Selkirk, one of those auctions. And I saw him bidding on Oriental rugs. And I saw the bidding was getting up there into $2,000-$3,000, and I said, hey, that seems like a lot of money for a rug, and these aren't even new. He said, no, I'll explain to you about Oriental. So he explained about the knotting and about how families overseas would spend as much as a year or two to make one rug handmade and how they never wore out. They didn't lose their color. It was pretty interesting. So I got interested in Oriental rugs and was finally able, when I was making a little money, to buy, I think we bought one, two, three, four. Four of them. One was so small we use it, and to this day it's still at our front door at our house as sort of that first rug when you walk in the house that you kind of wipe your feet on.
And
you say, well, why would you wipe your feet on an Oriental handmade rug? Well, we do, and it looks exactly like the night we bought it at the auction for $400. You cannot wear them out. There's just something about Oriental rugs, and you can pay in the hundreds, or you can pay in the hundreds of thousands. I actually saw a rug at Amini's, a new one. Oriental rug was $150,000 for a rug. Yeah, that was big. As you'd expect it to be for a great big room. So here's the deal. Right now and until the inventory is gone, I would encourage you to go take a look at these rugs. Here we go.
Whoa.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Did you burp?
No, I just got that stuff, that thing, at these rugs, because they're in all sizes, all price ranges, but they're all 60 to 80% off. It's a liquidation sale. Amini's is not liquidating.
But they're doing this for this other business that has to go out of business. So you can have what they call palace-size rugs. You can imagine how big they are. Runners, rounds, contemporary, transitional, traditional, antique, new, over 5,000 of them in 11,000 square feet. Bring your room sizes. Bring pictures of space in your home. Bring color samples, because they will have rug experts that will help you. And if you find something you want to take it home, take it home, bring it back. You can do that as many times as you like until the rugs are sold. The warranties are all still good. This is the first time I've ever seen them do anything like this, and this doesn't happen often. So you get an opportunity to get this kind of rug for this kind of money. Aminis, you know where they are. A-M-I-N-I-S, under the Copper Dome. Chesterfield Valley, not just in the valley, but down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Short and short, hold them up. I did that to impress Dan.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
AMINIS.com. Fun store, too. Not just the rugs. Go in that store and walk around. Tell them you're AM and the PM. What a fun place. What a great place. The place that sells no junk. No junk. Everything. First quality. Oh, boy. There's a story. Oh, Colin beat me to the punch in the entertainment segment. I was going to mention the Carpool Karaoke tonight on Channel 4. The Late Late Show Carpool Karaoke. Now, I've never watched James Corden's show. I don't stay up and watch the late night TV. But I've seen these karaoke carpools, and they're a hoot. They're fun to watch. So he's going to have a special tonight, this James Corden, where he drives around in the car and he sings hit songs with the person who made the song a hit in the seat next to him, which has to be sort of surreal to do that. So that'll be tonight.
I saw one he did with Stevie Wonder, and they started off with getting into the car, and James gets in the passenger seat, and Stevie's sitting at the driver's seat in front of him. He goes, all right, I guess we'll switch places.
And see, that's too obvious. That's too easy. To me, that's too easy a joke.
But he was making, Stevie was making fun of his British accent, too, and it was pretty good.
And he's a guy that I sort of don't want to like, but he's really talented, James Corden.
Yeah.
He is. He's very, very good. All right, I have a story to go with this story. There's a guy who, he has changed his name, his last name, to Null, N-U-L-L, as in null and void. And by doing that, he's been able to get several free nights at hotels, free meals, free car rentals, because in some computer systems, when the system sees the word null, it either nullifies, kicks out, or just altogether ignores the transaction. So he gets free stuff because of his name. No, now that's stealing.
Yeah, I don't know how...
It's stealing. But if you think about it, all he's doing is saying, here's my name. He's not making the computer not charge him. So it's a tough one. But I'm hoping that later on he goes, hey, by the way, I owe you guys money. It kicked it out because my name is Null. But I'm going to retell a story of a guy who, he's dead now. And he used to live in St. Louis, and he was a wealthy guy. And at one time I did some work for this guy. And I quit working for him because of something horrible that I saw him do to a worker. And I will not mention his name, but a lot of people maybe we'll figure out who he was. People who, for whatever reason, encountered him. He owned several different restaurants, a chain, same name. He owned several of those restaurants. He had a helicopter. He owned a hotel in Springfield, Illinois. He was wealthy. So for whatever reason, he contacts me sometimes. He goes, hey, I want you to do some commercials for me. So I produced some commercials for him. And one day, we're at lunch, and he says, hey, let me show you something. It's kind of a neat trick. and he has his American Express card. And when the waiter comes over and gives him his bill, he sends the bill back with his American Express card. And then when they bring it back to the table, that's when you sign it, put the tip in the total, and you leave. He said, watch this. Let's say the dinner. Say it's a dinner and it's $80. He'd put a $40 tip. And instead of adding, he would subtract. On the tip line, he'd put 40. The meal is 80. So he'd subtract the 40, which leaves a balance of 40. Now, somehow he claimed that the system only read and counted the $40. So his charge, he swore that when he got his American Express bill, there was only a charge of $40. Now remember, the dinner was 80, the tip was 40, but he subtracted the tip, so the bottom line was 40. So he said, I only get a bill for 40, the waiter gets a $40 tip, the restaurant makes nothing. And he's laughing. He says, I've done this for years. And he's proud of it. Now, I have to believe that it worked, or he wouldn't have kept talking. And I watched him do it. And I said, Bill, which is not his name, that's cheating and stealing. He goes, well, if they're too stupid to catch it, they deserve it. And I thought, well, what a horrible scumbag. So I'm with him one day, and we pull up to a building he owns, a pretty big office building. And there's a truck, a pickup truck at the building, and a young guy making a delivery. Now, it's a no parking zone, but it's a delivery. So the kid pulls up. He's obviously, he has run out of the truck and gone in to deliver a package. So Bill, with me sitting in his Maserati with him, he says, oh, I'm going to nail this bastard. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, that kid, look at that kid. Look where he's parked. Clearly no parking. I said, he's making the delivery. He said, I don't care. Rules are rules. So when the kid comes out, Bill pulls up, gets out of the car, and says, what do you think you're doing? And the kid says, I'm making a delivery. He says, yeah, you're making the delivery, and you're parking in a no parking spot. He said, sir, it's just a delivery. I'm here 30 seconds. He said, I don't care. That's wrong. And you're going to pay. Do you know who I am? The guy says, no. He says, I own this building. He says, who do you work for? And the kid said, I work for something, something delivery. He says, well, not anymore you don't. Because after today, I'll see that you're fired. Get the hell out of here. And that was the minute.
Wow.
That I realized I can't work for this guy anymore. And I said to him, I said, I can't believe what you just did to that kid. Now, he got mad.
That you were getting upset?
That I called him out. And so I lost his business. And that's great. I didn't want his business. And that's what I think of when I think of this guy who changed his name to Null, because he gets away with all this free stuff. I will never, ever forget that story and that guy. And I think, how does a guy like that become wealthy and successful? I don't get it. Those are the people who don't deserve to be successful and wealthy. In Memphis, Tennessee, this would be a sad story if it weren't for the fact that the guy who's killed in this story is a multiple sex offender. This guy is a sex offender, 55 years old, had a lengthy criminal history, 5 rapes, prison time. He's watching porn on his phone, walking down the sidewalk in Memphis, Tennessee, a 15-foot trailer hauling tires breaks loose from the truck that's pulling it, flies off the road, and kills this guy instantly while he's watching porn.
Oh, man.
Because he's oblivious. He's concentrating on the porn on his phone. He doesn't see this runaway trailer. It's hard to feel bad about that story.
Yeah.
The guy was a rapist. This is where you go, okay, maybe there is karma. Maybe this is a good example of that. And then we have a guy in, where is this guy? It's somewhere, I don't see which state it's in. the guy is going to prison. He's a doctor, and they found that he's pled guilty. He pled guilty in September of 2014 to intentionally poisoning hundreds of patients and killing them to get $17 million in fraudulent billing for chemotherapy and all these other crimes. This is the guy that took the same oath as your doctor, my doctor, Hippocratic, whatever, and he admits he killed hundreds of people by giving them more cancer medication than they really needed because then he'd made more money. Unbelievable. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right. Another favorite. This is the story of a woman who cannot get a date. She is 42 years old. No guys ask her out. No guys, they hardly even acknowledge her. They don't flirt with her. They don't joke with her at work like they do the other women. And she has tremendously low self-esteem. She looks in the mirror and knows she's not real attractive. But my goodness, I mean, not ever a date, ever. So a friend of hers says, you need to see, and I think you'll really like him, and he's really honest, Dr. Wang. He's very straightforward. He won't pull any punches. So she makes an appointment, and she goes to see Dr. Wang, and she says, Dr. Wang, I'm so tired of never getting a call to go on a date, never having a man flirt with me or hit on me or acknowledging me. And I want to know, what is it about me that's so repulsive? What is it that keeps guys from wanting to be with me or date me and certainly even marry me? He said, oh, you come to a right place. What I want you to do, I want you to rook at me, rook me in face, rook right at me. So she does. He goes, now, I want you to turn around and drop your pants and panties, drop all, bare butt, bend over, stick butt out at me. She says, what? Just do it. So she turns around, her backside toward him, pulls her pants down, her panties down, bends over. He goes, now, stand up, turn around, look at me, look at me. Okay, now turn back around, bend over, stick butt out. Okay, now stand up, turn back around, look at me. Look me in face, look me. Now turn around, put butt out for me see. Okay, pull pants up now. I no problem. She says, what? What is it? He says, you will suffer from Ed Zachary disease. She says, Ed Zachary, who the heck is Ed Zachary? And what is Ed Zachary? She says, you face Rook Ed Zachary like you butt.
Meet me.
All right, we've got lots of problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
And we've got a couple more, Dan. You're looking at southbound 270 just before Graboy. You've got a crash blocking the left lane. Now, traffic is already bumper to bumper from about Page all the way down to where this accident is. Then things open up, and that's creating a mess on westbound 44 from Lindbergh all the way down, ramping on to southbound 270. And it looks like we are just a little bit east of Mirage on eastbound 44 in that right lane. We've got a new crash now on, let's see here. Well, they're still working with the crash on westbound 270 at Lindbergh. You had a couple lanes blocked there. You're backed up to Washington, Elizabeth. Eastbound drivers are slowing still at McDonald's. Southbound 170 is jammed from Olive down through Highway 40. You've got northbound 270 north of the Rock Road now. You've got two right lanes blocked there. Now, westbound 44, that's still jammed up from about the Compton Road overpass out through the construction zone at Hampton. They've cleared the accident northbound 255 at Collinsville Road. You also have eastbound 40 still jamming up from Graham to the Poplar Street Bridge, and look for slow traffic on westbound 70 from Highway 270 out through Highway 94. This report brought to you by Cintas. The workday is unpredictable. Are you ready? Let Cintas help you get there. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word SHAPE to 313131, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text SHAPE to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text SHAPE to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it's ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip has you covered. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com.
Hello, Jay Randolph. With a question, is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are six locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at ellisbatteries.com. That's ellisbatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
So easy, stick positive. Ellis Battery.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCA. Midwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us tomorrow. So if you have a pet, you have a question, free advice, I'd be here if I were you in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now we're going to Southern California, as we do this time every day. Check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I never liked bread pudding in my whole life. Never had it till I was 30s, 40s, never heard of it. Not a Southern thing. And I still don't like it, except at Annie Gunn's. The bread pudding is unbelievable. So there's a dessert suggestion. Smokehouse is next door, Chesterfield Valley, east end of everything. Gift cards, always a good idea. And now, here's Mike Evans.
What's
going on, Homer?
Just landed from Dallas.
Oh, you're back.
Back.
All right.
Back. Pop quiz question. Are you ready, Freddy?
Ready.
Name the name of the personality who has the highest IQ. Madonna. Quentin Tarantino.
We did this yesterday. It's Quentin Tarantino.
We did this yesterday?
Yeah.
You're losing it.
You had a lot of wine yesterday.
Alcohol killed brain cells.
You were in a private room.
Yeah. Alcohol destroys brain cells. What day is it?
Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The 29th.
Here's how off he is. I sent him a text thinking, when do you get back to California? He said, Wednesday.
Oh, man.
This is sad.
Oh, homie.
This is really sad.
Are you okay?
I think I'm confused.
You are confused.
Don't be confused.
Don't be confused. As the late, great Steve Mizzarini said.
That was Tuesday's report.
Now we've thrown him.
Oh, boy.
Thrown him for a loop.
Okay, we'll try another one.
Okay.
Want to try another one?
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
This is edit out all the awkward pauses, just the dead space. Edit all that out.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
Great. Great.
Your pop quiz question, name the name of the star who was an honor student at Harvard University.
We did this 2 days ago.
No.
I'm messing with you. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Really?
Yeah, no. Go ahead. Kidding. Go ahead.
No. Only 12 credits to graduate, but quit because he wanted to be an actor. James Spader, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Chris Evans. Answer in a minute. A new online dating service called Luxy, L-U-X-Y, only accepts people who must first submit 3 years of back taxes and bank statements, as well as photos. The tax returns have to show that you made at least $200,000 each year. The service is only for rich people who want to date only other rich people.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't?
No.
I don't.
Because I think sometimes guys would like to avoid, and women would like to avoid somebody who's a gold digger. They want somebody who's kind of been able to make it on their own.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I just
said. Odds and ends. Name the name of the NFL owner who was spotted coming out of a drugstore with adult diapers. Hint, his initials are Jerry Jones.
Whoa.
In his defense, how old is Jerry Jones?
74.
That is not unusual.
Yeah, but you'd think he wouldn't come out with a drugstore carrying them like
that. Yeah, but if he wants to stand on the sideline and watch the game.
And you know what, though? Here's the deal. I think a lot of people would be very surprised how many men over the age of 65 or 70 wear adult diapers, because with prostate cancer and removal of the prostate comes often incontinence, and it's very common. So I don't know that I would be... Yeah, if I'm high profile like Jerry Jones, I'd have somebody get them for me, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There's a problem when Little North is out in public, although her parents don't think it's a problem. They think it's cute. Little Northwest, 2.5 years old, loves to throw tantrums and has learned to scream some of the most vulgar cuss words.
I think that's fantastic when a little two-year-old does that.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
It's so cute.
I wonder where she could have heard those words.
I know when I was a little kid, my parents always encouraged me to curse a lot at two.
Oh, yeah.
Brother.
Hulk Hogan is buying the jurors that granted him $140 million judgment against Gawker. Hulk Hogan calls the jurors his Hogan's heroes.
Oh, that's very clever.
Paul McCartney has a very important part of the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Johnny Depp will play his guitar, which he plays very well, and make several appearances on stage with McCartney when he goes on tour next month. I recommend seeing him. I've seen him. He's really good in concert.
Who, McCartney or Depp?
McCartney.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Johnny Depp is really good on
guitar. You know what I didn't like, though?
What?
I didn't like the forcing people to not be able to go get a hamburger or a hot dog because of his vegan crap.
Yeah, he won't sell them
No. If you go to a Paul McCartney concert, forget getting a hot dog or a burger. You're not getting it.
Yeah. I don't think you ought to be forcing that down people's throats.
No.
Are not letting people force it down their own throats.
Right.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
In case you did not hear, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood will perform on the American Idol final finale next week.
Won't see it. Haven't watched American Idol for 5 years.
That's not bad. And then this date in history is 2 days old. I don't know. I got confused somehow. So this is 2 days old, the date in history. Three very very different people died on that date, on this date. 1941, Virginia Woolf. Also died in the state, the greatest athlete to ever live, Jim Thorpe. And 1953, Dwight Eisenhower. 1969, Dwight Eisenhower.
Hey, on another topic, Have you watched, did you watch any of this Dancing with the Stars with Geraldo Rivera?
Oh, I saw.
They kicked him off immediately, and I knew they would. This is the worst thing you have ever seen.
I saw part
of horrible.
It.
Oh, my goodness.
He has no talent at all.
It's a joke. He should never have been on that show.
He should have been ran off. He should have been ran off of show business after that Al Capone fiasco.
He looked like he had a bad wig on.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. And I saw him just kind of dance or just
it wasn't dancing.
It was standing there and move his feet.
It was embarrassing. Everybody knew he'd be the first to go.
What was he on? Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Everybody knew he'd be the first to go. You have to go watch the first and then the second nights when he got kicked. It's funny.
It was
actually hilarious.
I hear that Doug Flutie's pretty good.
Doug Flutie's not bad.
Yeah. Also on this date, a toast to August Einheiser Bush, Jr., born on this date in 1899. You know him well there in St. Louis.
Hold on.
I say that...
Hold on. His name is not August Einheiser Bush.
Yes, it is.
I don't believe it is.
I got it right out of the almanac. August.
I think Einheiser was another
Bush,
guy.
Jr., born 1899.
Okay. I could certainly be wrong.
What do you think his name is?
August Bush, but I thought Einheiser was another guy.
No. I don't think so. Look it up, somebody, before I get off. This
August,
bud's for you. Get it?
Yes. August Anheuser Busch Sr.
Mike Evans was correct.
Wow.
1865 to 1934.
I stand corrected.
Wow.
And finally.
Yeah.
That's very bad that I messed up on the report.
How'd you mess up? How'd you
mess up? Well, I gave you the wrong day. But, you know,
well, I messed up on
yesterday.
The Anheuser thing. I should have known
that.
Oh, man,
what a great dinner I had, too.
I should have known the Anheuser thing, and I didn't know it.
No, that's okay.
There you go.
May the name of the star, who was an honor student at Harvard University, only 12 credits to graduate, but quit to become an actor, James Spader, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Chris Evans.
Ooh, I'll go Matt Damon.
Spader.
Spader seems like the type.
Ben Affleck.
Oh!
I got it!
I do not like him, and I don't know why.
Ben Affleck,
I just don't like him. I don't know why. I don't have a good reason. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant, and right next door is the Smokehouse Market. And gift cards will be greatly appreciated any time of year for any occasion or no occasion at all on the east end of everything down in Chesterfield Valley. There is a, I was going to say there's a company that remodels kitchens and bathrooms. There are probably dozens of companies that do that. In fact, I'm sure there are dozens. We don't care about those. Probably a couple of pretty good ones. We don't care about those either. We care about the company we know about and the one that I personally know a lot about because they've done every bathroom in our house over years and our kitchen 19 years ago. And I wrote checks for every one of them just in case you're thinking, well, you had them do them because they've done them for nothing, so you talk about them. No, it doesn't work that way with me. Paid the same price you would pay. I don't mind telling you exactly what I paid to have my kitchen done 19 years ago. I paid $50,000. And at the time I thought, oh my goodness, this is the most money in the world. How can a kitchen be worth that? And then today, 19 years later, I look at that kitchen and I go, okay, now I get it. Some of the best money we ever spent. There's a showroom that they have in De Pere, it's less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester next to McAllister's Deli. Go in there and take a look around. And then for all the wonderful stuff you see, remember, it's a tiny fraction of the possibilities. You put your ideas with their ideas, and wonderful things can happen in the kitchen of your dreams, a kitchen you will never find in any home that you will ever buy, because that kitchen was not designed for you and your family. This kitchen will be. Or bathroom. Make sure the name Price, and by the way, are they busy? Thank you. Thank you, AM and the PMers, because a lot of the jobs they're doing now are AM and the PM jobs, and we thank you for that. Thanks for letting them know that. They'll be happy to do your kitchen or bathroom, but they're not going to cut corners, they're not going to do it cheaply, and they're not going to overcharge you. There's a process. They'll put you through it, and it's worth every step. Make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
They just cleared an accident on southbound 270 off to the right shoulder just before Gravois. They had two left lanes blocked, and that was enough to get this jam up from Highway 40 all the way through Gravois. It is bumper to bumper, and that was also causing all lanes are now open, by the way. Now, they just cleared the accident also at 270 at Lindbergh. And the still working one on northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. Now, hockey traffic starting to funnel in on eastbound Highway 40, so you're slowing from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Downtown eastbound 40, still Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have westbound 70, a little slow as you go 170 past the airport. Also, you have slow traffic from the Earth City Expressway through 94. And then on northbound 170, because of that mess up in North County, things were jammed up from Natural Bridge all the way up through Highway 270. Staples, they have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, buying and selling online, be it a cell phone or a car, you better find a safe place to do it these days. Now, this may be as safe as it gets. Under 24-hour surveillance, the police couldn't be any closer.
A man gunned down while working on his car in North St. Louis. What police are saying about the shooting.
And new details on an arrest in a double shooting in Northwoods. But first on Fox and all new at 6, a new safe spot for deals set up online.
People in the St. Louis area have beaten, robbed, even killed in recent years. Now, a possible solution. Andy Banker is here now with the story new at 6. Andy.
Yeah, guys. The Madison County Sheriff has seen enough. Say you're selling concert tickets, right? Even a refrigerator or a boat. The sheriff has launched a new policy making the Sheriff's Department parking lot a safe zone